Let's start with Tanya Lively's work over here, these mosaic pieces.
Mary Wegman is the Collection Development Librarian for Sonoma State University. She's showing me SSU's latest art exhibit, Reflections After the Fire. The first pieces she shows me are by artist Tanya Lively. Lively took the remnants of homes that had been destroyed by the fires and turned them into colorful mosaics.
The mosaic has a teacup on the top that is missing its bottom half. Below the teacup is a tea saucer that does look like it has been charred. Some of the enamel from the saucer has turned kind of this bluish black. And on either side are a fork and a spoon that are also tarnished from the fire.
Wegman is on a panel of curators at Sonoma State University that selected the submissions from local artists and community members.
So we weren't necessarily looking for artists who have exhibited before or who are professional artists, but rather people who were really responding to the fire.
Wegman walks me through the library, where they have set aside a wall to exhibit the photography. We have to whisper because these photographs are placed among the studying students.
We can be about this loud. These pieces in front of us are by an artist named Jerry Dodrill, and he drove around in the Coffee Park neighborhood of Santa Rosa and took photographs of the sculptures that remained in people's lawns. So the three photographs that we have here in the exhibit, one features an angel, kind of a fountain with an angel. Another is a deer, and then the third is a Buddha.
In these photographs, the sculptures stand in stark contrast to the charred landscapes behind them.
Some of the art pieces that come out of it have been really beautiful, and some of the colors and imagery are really beautiful, even though they are representing destruction.
This is why the artist Tanya Lively chose to create something she could give back to those who lost their homes. Those who heard about the project mailed her boxes of memorabilia mixed in with the ashes of their houses. She picked out the usable pieces for her mosaics, endeavoring to make something beautiful to help them remember what they lost.
So I've literally been sifting through the ashes for almost this entire year. So I've been wearing my N95 mask and gloves for almost a year now. I'm ready to take them off. It's been hard. It hasn't been, it was a lot of pressure because these are these people's last remnants of what they have.
She hopes her pieces hanging in the exhibit will give others just a glimpse of what thousands of families who lost their homes endured.
I hope that there's a more of an emotional response to it, just to connect to the devastation and the hope of it. I hope that I've captured some of the qualities of the feelings that I think that we as a community felt.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.